Kuf Lamed Zayin Sivav. Akayre B'Tayre Rishay, Bakar Hashen and Mashakare Rishay. If the second Aliyah read the exact same Psukim as the first one, Im Haysav Mashakare Rishay Gimel Psukim, if the second added another three Psukim, even though he read the original three Psukim, Oy Afilu Shnayim Mokim Deloy Evsha, or even if he added two more Psukim in a place, we cannot add three, because it's the end of the Inyan after two Psukim. Oysi Shena Oyla Minyan, then the second Aliyah does count. Vim Lav Eina Oyla Minyan Minyan. If not so, if you read the same Aliyah twice, it does not count as one of the, if you need seven, it's not one of the seven, five is not another five, and you have to add another one. Chutz Mipari Achad Mishum Delayasha. The only exception to the rule is in Chol Meid Sukkis, that the fourth Aliyah reads what the previous Aliyahs read. But that is only because it's impossible. So we have a chiddush here, that there'd be room to say, oh, see over there, that you can repeat the psukim. No. That's an exception to the rule. But other than that, if the person by accident read the same thing the previous one read, it does not count. Yeah. The Shabruch points out that it's mashma that there's no issa to do this, just it doesn't count. So if you want to give an extra aliyah, it's all reading the same psukim. It's alright, you just have to add more aliyahs afterwards. But the Ramah later on, Hilchos Shabbos, disagrees with that. He says that you should not do that. You should not give the same psukim to the same.